everybody, all my podcast family out there. This is Real Talk Kim, and I am excited to be with you once again today, helping you through some situations in your life, hoping to just encourage you. Some of y'all are flying high and doing great in life, and the sky's the limit, and others are walking through some seasons of having to start over and seeing yourself having some challenges. And some of you have felt like you have lost many years in relationships that ended, and now you're looking and thinking, oh my God, I've wasted all this time. Well, I just want to encourage you today. And today, this podcast is how to make it through dark days. Your darkest hours are merely a setup for your greatest days ahead. So today we're going to talk about ways to navigate through the darkness, those seasons where you don't hear from God, those seasons where you are praying and it feels like he's on vacation. You know what I'm talking about. I think we've all been there. And you know, the one thing that I always used to tell myself when I was in these seasons, because I don't know about you, but it's not like, you know, I lost my family, or in 2006, I walked through a divorce after 17 years. I lost my car. I lost my house. I lost everything, my dignity. I lost my friends, and I found myself having to start all over. So it wasn't like I just lost one thing in my life. I literally lost everything in my life, and I literally found myself back at my mother and father's house, living in a 10 by 10 bedroom the size of my old walk-in closet at my old house. And when I tell you that it was dark, and I was thinking God had totally wrote me off, like the rest of the world I had felt wrote me off. I was an embarrassment to my family. I was the black sheep of my family. I kept messing everything up. And now I found myself 17 years later, after a marriage of 17 years, just gone. Poof. And I felt like I had wasted all those years, and now I'm 36 and having to start all over. Man, it felt so, so dark. It felt cold, dark. And I felt like, honestly, I was in a fog. And in that season, I had to begin to pray specifics. And it took me probably a good year to start finding my way again. And a lot of times, if we allow God a healing process and we do put a do not disturb up on our heart in those seasons and help God help us. But so often what happens is those dark places are so uncomfortable for us that we fight our way through it instead of resting through it, instead of allowing God to speak through us through it, instead of getting to a place where we really are walking in forgiveness, and instead of praying for God to kill that person with a train, instead we're praying for ourselves. God, reveal the hidden places on the inside of me that need to be changed. You know, one thing that I learned about God in those dark hours and those dark seasons was that he never showed me anything about my ex, about those friends that walked out of my life. He never revealed ugliness about them. I know, shocker. He only revealed the places where I had the part to play. And so what I began to do, instead of being angry that it was over time, and it did take me probably 6 months to get here, where I was starting to fight my way out of the darkness. I started, you know, putting worship music in my ear. I stopped stalking all of them on Facebook. And this is all the seasons. I just lumped all the seasons of the darkness, because I've gone through several of them. And as long as you have a pulse, you're going to walk through darkness. You're going to walk through seasons, because the seasons of darkness is the greatest seasons of our life, because we find out who we really are. You know what I'm saying? We make it through seasons where people gave us a permission to lay down and die, and gave us permission to give up. And instead we got up. And so we found out our strength, you know, and we found out truly who we hit rock bottom. We found out who really the rock was at the bottom, which is Jesus. So these dark seasons, even though they're uncomfortable, they are so valuable and priceless, because if we learn to focus on finding who we are and why we got there, you know what I'm saying? So often it's not about praying for God to get us out of that situation, but praying that God reveal what we need to learn during that situation that's going to help us down the road. And so You know, that's what I did. So often life's challenges hit us and knock the wind out of us. And sometimes we can even allow that season in our life to define our whole lifetime. But the scripture the Lord laid on my heart today for this podcast will strengthen you to learn the lessons in those dark seasons and keep it moving. The Lord laid it on my heart to give you some steps to help you learn and grow through your adversity and challenges. And the verse that God gave me, the verses that God gave me today is one of my very favorites. And it's Jeremiah 29, 11 through 14. And it reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I set you and will bring you home again to your own land." Wow. That right there should so excite you, because the one thing that I've discovered about God is he can't lie. Okay. And that promise is one that you can hold on to. Even when you can't trace God, you still trust God, because you know that nothing you've left behind is greater than where he's taken you. So here are six ways to navigate the darkness. Number one, you got to get to know yourself better and be open to internal work. Yes, you must help God help you. You know, Viktor E. Frankl said, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Until we confront a real life crushing event, we tend to preoccupy ourselves with external circumstances and changes. Difficult life circumstances give us opportunities to explore our inner lives and do the internal work necessary for us to rise above our challenges. Now is the time for self-understanding and self-awareness. It's time to use available tools, from counseling to spirituality and journaling, to help us better understand ourselves. Remember this, pain only leaves your life when you decide to get up and walk away from it. Find out who you are. How do you manage your feelings? How can you heal your pain and let go of the past? How can you shift your perspective and become the person you are capable of being? How do you live in the present moment? Look for tools that offer support and healing. Like my books. Go get my books. All of my books. Beautifully Broken, Beautifully Healed. All things beautifully, I'm telling you, beautifully whole, beautifully broken. All things will bless your life. You gotta sow into yourself so that you can help yourself get free. You can also reach out to people who can be there for you and lead the way. Number two, become aware of what doesn't work. When you hit a dark place, you receive a gift. You receive a gift. You realize what doesn't work. You're like, whatever. Yes, that is a gift. You realize what doesn't work. You have more insight into yourself than you did before. You realize you are stronger than you thought. What went wrong in your relationship? What was your part in its breakup? What kind of partner is wrong for you? What kind of friend is wrong for you? How do you break the cycles of seeking the wrong person as your friend or partner? Are you giving all of your broken pieces to God so that he can heal you? It's difficult to heal your wounds if you continually remove the scab. What did you hate about the career you left? Which parts of the job were toxic? Which skills did you master and which skills did you want to continue working on? What kind of work do you find fulfilling? It's okay to do a job that makes you happy. Maybe it doesn't make as much money as you could make, but if it makes you happy, then that's more valuable than anything. Understanding what doesn't work is as insightful as knowing what does work. Knowing the dark is critical to appreciating the light. When you see the seriousness and hopelessness of a particular path or situation, your mind can create a new path and life. Realizing with God, things always turn out all right. So if everything is not all right, then it's not the end. I love what Thomas Edison famously said. He said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." I love that. Life is all about growing, learning, and you know what? Enjoying the ride. Number three, I'm talking today to you about navigating through darkness. Number three, one step at a time. Every day of a personal crisis, breakup, or serious life change will be a tough one. If you think about the enormity of the situation, you'll feel paralyzed and want to stay in bed. But you must get up and get out. Sometimes that situation may be trying to paralyze you in fear, making you feel like a turtle stuck in peanut butter. But you've got this. You hear me? You've got this. You can move forward. You can change your mind and change your life. You serve a big God that does his best work in your brokenness. What is one small step you can take today? Can you move your life in a positive direction in the smallest of ways? Will you join a new group at church? Be open to meeting new people? Ride your bicycle for a few minutes? Get some fresh air? Maybe volunteer? Helping others always takes your mind off of your struggle. Don't think about the global picture. Take everything moment by moment. You know, I often look at those dark seasons in my life and I can remember, you know, I was telling you about how I didn't just lose one thing, I lost everything. And in that season, I had to go get me a J-O-B and I thought I was going to die. I was like, no! I had to go get a job because I had to take care of my sons because now I was a single mother. And I live in this very small city called Fayetteville, Georgia. And it is a little suburb off of Atlanta, about 15 minutes south of the airport. And only thing, there's no malls here, you know. And I hadn't worked for 13 years for anyone but myself. And so the only place for me to really get a job was Belk. I thought I was going to die having to go to retail. And truth be told, in this darkness, in the season of God changing me and breaking me, and, you know, because sometimes he will break your spirit to save your soul. I did not like people at all. And here I was finding myself having to go work in retail. And I thought I was going to die. But you know what I found was God always is intentional. And so, yes, I lost everything. And yes, I had to go get a job. And yes, I was driving a broke down hoopty, which is a broke down car. Yes, I had to go get a job making $9 an hour in retail. That was not the worst of it. He made me get a job in cosmetics. Now, y'all know my story. I was raised UPC, which meant United Pentecostal. They did not allow women to wear makeup or pants or cut our hair. And so it was like, oh my God, you have a sense of humor. And I'm not thinking it's very funny right now that you're going to put me in cosmetics when I don't even know how to do my own makeup. That's why I wear big glasses, because my eyebrows are not on fleek. And here you are going to make me go do makeup. And that means I got to sit in front of one person and do their makeup. And I can't stand people. How is this going to work out? I can't do makeup and I don't like people. Do you know, I just faked until I made it. And the way I faked it was I would sit with that person and I would be doing their makeup and I would be doing their eyebrow and I'd be like, girl, your eyebrow is so naturally beautiful and arched. You don't even need nothing. Your eyebrow, your cheekbones are just floating up there. You don't even need, your skin is so beautiful. You don't even need any foundation. I mean, I was literally like faking my way through this thing. So I didn't even have to barely add no makeup on this person. And I would just take some lip gloss and put some lip gloss and some bronzer, you know, and they would usually buy just the bronzer, just the lip gloss. And about 2 weeks later, I realized that I was getting free. I wasn't walking around depressed anymore. I wasn't walking around seeing gray or, you know, I was blah. I was now walking around ready to get up in the morning and fix my hair. I don't know why. I was just all of a sudden feeling some breakthrough in my life. And no lie, that one Friday, one of those people came back that I was doing their makeup and she walked back in the store and I was like, oh my gosh, she's bringing back the gloss, the only thing that I put on her. She's bringing it back. And I was just kind of getting a little dramatic, like, oh my God, I can't even sell just gloss. And that lady walked up to the counter and I said, you gonna return the gloss? And she goes, no. She said, I'm coming back to you and I'm gonna come back to you every Friday because I don't know what happened to me, but I've walked through a divorce after 28 years and wanted to curl under my covers and never live again. And I found myself having to go get a job. So I came to you because I've not worn makeup for 28 years, Harley, because I was a stay-at-home mom raising my kids. And I knew that I needed a little perk, pick me up so that I could have confidence to go get a job. And I don't know what you did, but by the time I walked out of this store, I felt like I could conquer the world. By the time you got done telling me how beautiful I was, I literally felt free. I don't even feel like I need to go back to my counselor anymore. And man, all of a sudden I was like, ah, that's what happened. See? God, people were waiting on my transformation. What you're going through right now in that dark season, that's not even for you. That's for somebody else. So let me break it down for you. God put me in cosmetics in a place that I didn't know how to do makeup so that I would have to lean on him, you know, to get my way through those sessions of makeup. And I ended up lifting their spirits because I was telling them how beautiful they were and encouraging them the whole time, not knowing, they didn't know that I was just doing that trying to save my own tail. But in the process, I got free from depression and so did they. You see what I'm trying to tell you? In those dark seasons, you got to know that God is being intentional and right where you are is on purpose and right where you are is exactly where you're supposed to be or you wouldn't be there. Even the storms you created, God said, I am using them for your favor. And so I realized that I helped God help me because I went and got a job when I didn't want to. And then he put me there. And in the long run, y'all, in the next 5 years of doing makeup, I worked my way up in Bloomingdale's. You know, I got to leave Belk and move to Bloomingdale's. And I worked my way up in Bloomingdale's and went from a counter manager at Estee Lauder to, you know, the cosmetic assistant manager. And, you know, it was like I just kept working my way up and I was free. I got free because in those dark seasons, I didn't detest the storm, but I allowed the dark seasons to teach me something. I found out who I was, and I found out that the key to getting out of depression and brokenness is to help somebody else. Stop looking at how far you got to go and begin to see how far you've come. Yes, I'm in here preaching to myself right now. I need to be three up in here. Yes, 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 you are where you're supposed to be, and these dark seasons that you're detesting are going to be the best life college on the planet for you. And now I look back and I just thank God because you know what, y'all? I hated people before I started working in cosmetics, but God knew that in my future, in 2000 and let's see, 2012, 13, he was going to open the windows of heaven over me. And then 2015, he was going to let me go full-time ministry where I was going to have to love people back to life. And so what he did was he allowed that dark season where I had to sit in front of one person. I learned how to love people's lights out. I learned how to love people. It became became my favorite hobby on the planet. Now getting to love y'all, little thumbnails on Facebook and Instagram. I love y'all so much, I can't stand it. Loving y'all and seeing y'all walking free is better than winning the lottery. So wherever you are right now, stop looking at it as a curse and begin to praise your way through, because right where you are is no surprise to God. Let me just tell you, honey, what? The next one is never give up on yourself. Never give up on yourself. That's number four. You are in a tough spot, but you've been in a similar place before. You've gotten through rough patches and you can do it again. Sure, your current circumstances may be more challenging than those you faced in the past, but you've built up your adversity muscle to deal with changes and setbacks. And you've done it again. You've done it again and again. I believe your ladder will be greater. Your best is yet to come. Every storm runs out of rain. You believed in yourself even when no one else did. You got back up. You found a new job, met someone new in your life, found a way to solve the problem at hand. God never puts more on you than he's put in you, okay? You are a known and proven problem solver, solution finder, and fighter. You've made it this far, even with scars and bruises that past troubles inflicted on you. You yourself are the best proof that you've done it before and you can do it again. Yes. Number five, appreciate the darkness. Appreciate the dark. During your most difficult hour, it's hard to sit back and exercise any amount of gratefulness. Your heart's throbbing, your head's crammed with worries, and you don't know yourself anymore. Why would you ever be grateful for this? You can learn to appreciate the situation because you are discovering the tools you'll need to navigate in the dark. If you can keep walking toward the light, you'll develop qualities that will help you resist life's challenges. When you walk in the dark, you develop the qualities of persistence, patience, discovery, and navigation. Sure, you won't know where you are, but you'll start getting a better sense of the darkness and will eventually navigate your way around. Everything you ever wanted is right outside your comfort zone. Your greatest gift in the dark is your newfound abilities to embrace change, persist, and keep going. These skills you'll have with you for the rest of your life. And listen, an occasional meltdown is okay. Some things require you to be totally shaken to the core to scrape the gunk off the bottom of your heart and clean out what's been bothering you. You are not crazy, weak, or unstable. You are real and able to let go. A breakdown always leads to a breakthrough. Number six, the dawn is near. You have to remember that the dawn is near. Yes, the current situation is icky, but it can't stay this way for long. I've found that when a person is at rock bottom, things can't get worse. At the rock bottom, you discover the rock at the bottom, which is Jesus. He never leaves you or forsakes you. Understand that things can only improve. If you are having the worst week or month of your life, be prepared for a positive change. The enemy isn't fighting you because you are weak. He's fighting you because you are strong. Life is like the seasons. After all, you can't remain stuck in winter forever. Your situation will change. Just like the seasons change, you'll find a way to move on, discover the solution, or get the break you've been waiting for. Don't bask in life's lows and dark places when light is just around the corner. Stay hopeful for a brighter tomorrow. Stay patient if things take a little longer than expected. As Napoleon Hill once said, most people have attained their greatest successes just one step beyond their greatest failures. Life sometimes serves up difficult situations. You'll feel terrified and hopeless, helpless. Your experiences will feel pitch black, scary, and lonely. The good news is that your life won't stay this way. You can find your way out if you stay strong and persist. You'll not only achieve significant growth and change, you'll come out stronger. You'll emerge with a newfound appreciation for where you've been and will learn lessons that last a lifetime. Your darkest hours are merely a setup for your greatest days ahead. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are not stuck. I believe in you. I love you. I'm praying for you, and your best is yet to come. Hey, y'all, thank you for joining me. I love you so much. I pray this podcast blessed you. Go to my website, be a partner with me over at realtalkkim.com. Get your books. The three books that I've written will bless your whole life. You can get those as well on realtalkkim.com. Also, listen, stay connected right here. I'm believing that this is your year for breakthrough. I love you again. Thank you so much. I believe in you and your future. It's bright, baby. It's going to take your breath away. I am Real Talk Kim, over and out.